all standing here right now, you can imagine that the floor is starting to sink into the ground and the roof is starting to disappear and the weight of all the people out of the floor is starting to push the floor down into the ground, and they're sinking down into the ground, and slowly you start to see strata, pieces of rock going down, and you feel the heat, it's getting hotter and hotter, you're sinking down into the ground, farther and farther, down into the earth, down into the center of the earth, lava going past you, the heat, you're hanging on, and slowly past the center of the earth, you keep sinking, and now you're basically rising back up on the other side, feet first, which is going down, but kind of up, depending on which way you're thinking about it. Anyway, you're going, and you finally go up, and your feet break through the ground, and you're upside down, and you turn back right side up, and you look around you, and you're standing in the middle of a huge green field. You look all around you, and there's nothing but green field going off in every direction. You can't see anything but field, so we're all gonna start walking, and we're walking towards one side, and we keep walking and walking. And as we walk along, we pass a huge black rhombus floating on our side. And then we keep walking, and we're walking across a field. In the distance, you start to see the edge of a forest. It looks like a black line, but as you get closer and closer, you see that it's a huge, dark forest stretching out as far as you can see. And finally, you have to go into the forest, and you walk through the forest, and you walk through the forest. And out of the corner of your eye, behind trees here and there, you start to see little faces peeking out from behind the trees and disappearing as you walk along. And slowly, you realize that you're not in Detroit anymore. You're in Gamehenge. So you're in Gamehenge and you're in the middle of the forest, and you're walking through the forest, and you come to a particular part of the forest, and you see that there's a little clearing, and it looks like an encampment. There's tents set up all over the place, and makeshift shelters, and strange creatures walking back and forth, and you realize that these are the lizard people of Gamehenge who live in Gamehenge. But you start to wonder yourself, why are these people staying in the clearing in the middle of the forest instead of hanging out in the other parts? And you realize that it's a revolutionary camp of sorts. And what happened here is that these people are trying to overthrow the evil King Wilson, who lives far off in the distance in the castle. And the evil King Wilson has come to this area that used to be a beautiful and tranquil place with peace and tranquility with nature and all of these lizard people. They didn't used to have to hide behind the trees because they used to live in peace. But now this man, Wilson, has come and enslaved them all. And he's taken their book, the Helping Friendly Book, and he's hidden it in the highest tower in his castle. And basically these people are trying to overthrow the evil King Wilson. But the revolution's been going on for years and years with no hope. You look over to your side and you see one person looks a little bit different than the rest of the people there. And it's Colonel Forvin. Colonel Forvin, he's here to save these people because he knows that they can't live without the Helping Friendly Book. So what he's about to do now is he's going to go through the forest, past the clearing on the other side from where the field is, and he's going to trudge through the forest. It gets thicker and thicker with vines going down until he finally reaches the base of a huge mountain, the biggest mountain you could ever imagine, stretching up into the sky, because he knows that at the top of the mountain lives the spirit of the great and knowledgeable Iculus. So Colonel Forvin starts climbing up the mountain, and he knows that Iculus, the author of the Helping Friendly Book, is the last person that can help the lizard people. So he climbs for days, climbing up, and it gets steeper, and the wind is blowing on his hair, ice freezing, it turns to snow. The higher he gets, the trees start to disappear. He's hanging on, he's near death. He climbs and he climbs, his fingers are raw, and as he gets near the top, he looks up, and the mountain starts to crumble ahead of him, rocks tumbling down, it's an earthquake, he's hanging on to a huge limb, he's hanging on and pieces fall out, and as he looks up, the mountain starts to change into the shape of the great and knowledgeable Iculus' face, and he's looking up at Iculus, and he says, Iculus, Iculus, you've got to help us. You've got to help us get the Helping Friendly Book back. And Iculus looks down at Colonel Forvin and he says, Colonel Forvin, I'm going to help you. I'm going to send for the famous mockingbird. He's going to fly across the sky. and I'm going to send him to the castle of the evil King Wilson. He's going to steal the book from the castle and bring it back to you. But don't forget that you don't necessarily want all the knowledge inherent in the universe, because it might be too much, but I'll give it to you anyway. So here he comes now, the famous Mockingbird, flying out of the sky to save the day by getting the healthy, friendly book, bringing it back to the revolutionary camp, and freeing the lizard people forever to live in peace and tranquility with nature.